Okay, this week's parasha, we have parashas Vayishlach. Vayishlach, as we know, is a very jam parasha. In fact, just as an introduction, it's brought down that Vayishlach is the parasha that Jews always, whenever they went to war, and they had to deal with non-Jews, so they always came to parashas Vayishlach to draw encouragement and lessons to teach them how to interact with the world. This is the time when Yaakov meets up with Esav, and this is the paradigm for future meetups between Jews and the Goyim, and therefore this is the parasha with a lot of lesson for us on how we deal with the non-Jews. In the middle of the parasha, we know we have the famous incident that Yaakov goes back, shachach pachim pitanim, Rashi says he forgot his little jugs, he goes back, and vayivaser Yaakov levado. Pasuk says Yaakov is left by himself. And somebody, whoever this mysterious person is, Saro Shal Esav, someone fights with Yaakov, Adalos HaShachar. And I want to dedicate the entire shmooze today, the entire discussion, on these words, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, that Yaakov is left by himself. There's an incredible medrash on these words. And the medrash comments, in the medrash rabbi, the following words. Rabbi Brechia says in the name of Rabbi Simon, it says in the pasuk, "Ein kakel yeshurun." There's no one like God, yeshurun. Ein kakel. And the Medrash comments, "Umi kakel yeshurun." So who is like God? The Gemara says, "Yeshurun" refers to Yisrael Saba. Yisrael Saba refers to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, in a certain sense, is compared by the Medrash to Hashem. How so? Says the Medrash. It says regarding Hashem that Hashem, v'nizgav Hashem, will remain levado vayomahu. Af Yaakov, vayivaser Yaakov levado. So too by Yaakov Avinu, it says that Yaakov Avinu was left alone by himself. This gives us a whole different idea, a whole different impression of what it means by vayivaser Yaakov levado. We think about it from the time we learned about this parasha, we say, you know what, Yaakov Nebuch! Yaakov is a miskin. Yaakov's all alone. His family left him behind. He's all alone. He's by himself. But the Medrash is saying no. The Medrash is saying Yaakov, in a certain sense, is like Hashem by being levado. What does this mean? So most of what I'm going to share with you today comes from the Sefer Das Torah from Rabbi Ruchem Lubavitch Zatzal. He has a tremendous, tremendous insight into what it means to be levado. We talk about Hashem being levado. What does that mean? So we know everyone says in the morning, or is supposed to say in the morning, Adon Olam Asher Malach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, which means before there was anyone created, before anything came into this world, there was Hashem. Hashem was Levado. V'acharei Kichlos HaKol. And after everything, Levado Yimloch Nora. Hashem will rule by himself. What does that mean that Hashem is Levado? What does that mean that Hashem is on his own? What it means in a simple, or not in the simple, but in a deep way, it means that Hashem needs nothing else. Hashem is totally independent. Hashem is not dependent on anybody else. Hashem doesn't need us. Hashem doesn't need our mitzvos per se. He wants us to do it. He doesn't need it. Hashem doesn't need anything in this world that He created. He doesn't need us. He's beyond me. Hashem is alone in the sense that He's totally independent, totally on His own, totally autonomous. He's God. Hashem is levado. What the Medrash is saying is that Yaakov, in a certain sense, achieved this level of being levado. What does that mean? It means he got to this point of being on a level where he does not require anybody to come along and give him a sense of value. He doesn't need anybody to come along and say, oh, a pat on the back, oh, Yaakov, you're amazing. He doesn't need anybody. Vayivaser Yaakov levado, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all alone and independent and doesn't need anything or anybody else. Yaakov Avinu also was Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Yaakov was so built up, was so incredible, had so much work done on himself, and he was in a state like a Kadosh Baruch Hu Levado. What does this mean? So I both say, we're here in Yeshiva. We're here for a year in Yeshiva. Maybe a little longer for some of us, hopefully. The year in Yeshiva has a lot of different facets to it. But one facet, which is so essential for us in our lives, is this idea. which is the idea of developing ourselves as levado, developing ourselves as individuals. Of course, we're part of a community, and we're part of a greater picture called Klal Yisrael, and that's essential. We can never forget that. But every person has a responsibility to develop and to build his inner world, himself, to a point where he reaches on some level, on his own way, to be levado. We have to stand on our own 2 feet. Abosa, I'm a parent. There are a few other parents in this room right now, Baruch Hashem. You know, what do we want from our children? So we want our children to grow up, and they should be successful, and they should have hatzlacha, and they should be happy, and they should have good self-esteem. We want them to stand on their own 2 feet. We want children to be independent. We want to raise them to a point where they're able to take on the world with their own kochos, with their unique vantage point, their unique talents. We have to become people that are levado. Part of this year, Rabosai, for us, for every single person, is to become a levado, to work on himself, to see who I am, what I am, how I'm able to weather storms as an individual, as a yachid, to be able to handle things in life without necessarily needing a crutch here, without necessarily needing this person to compliment me or support me. And let me explain this a little more with a tremendous insight. I was almost dancing yesterday when I saw this part. I got so excited. I was so excited. That's why I'm sharing this part with you, because of this pshat that's about to come. And I spoke, I'll give a shout out to one of my old Talmidim from last year, Yosef Shehebar. I don't know if you guys know him. Joe Shehebar. He's a Ziskite. He was in my shir last year. He's a Sephardi. It's a Sephardi room for him. I'll give him a shout out again. And he is a tremendous basketball player and a beautiful Ben Torah. And he called me last night as I was grilling supper, and I shared with him his Vart. He said, I'm smiling ear to ear on the phone from this Vart. Listen to this tremendous, tremendous Vart. Ah! Hold on to your seats. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says the Mishnah in Perek Dala Pirkei Avos. Ben Zoma Omer. Ben Zoma says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Zoma says, try over here. Down there. Ben Zoma says, Ezeu Chacham Halome Nikol Adam. Famous Mishnah. Who's a Chacham? A person who learns from everybody else. Ezeu Gibor, who can finish it for me? Ezeu Gibor? Who's a Gibor? Come on, guys. Hakovish es Yitzro. Good boy. Next. Ezeu Ashir, who's wealthy? Asameach Mechelko. And finally, Ezeu Mechubad, who's honored? Hamechabed es Abrios. 4 things mentioned in the Mishnah. What is this Mishnah coming to tell me? What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? Who is strong? A person's kodesh yitzro. Who is rich? A person who's an amachalko. My kamashmul, what does this Mishnah want to tell me? Says Rabbi Yerucham, an unbelievable insight. Please listen carefully. He says the Mishnah is coming to teach us the following lesson. All of these midos, all of these tremendous qualities that we all want to have. We all want to be a gibor. We all want to be a chacham. We all want to be these qualities. How do you achieve them? So he says, none of these things are beyond our reach. And I'll prove it to you. Let's start. Ezeu chacham. You might have said, you know what? The only way I could learn is if I have a certain Rebbe. But let's say I don't have a certain Rebbe. Let's say I wasn't privileged to go to Torah Shraga. I never got a good Rebbe to learn from. In the afternoon, obviously. Let's say I don't have that Rebbe. I can't learn? No, says the Mishnah. No. Ezeu chacham. Halomed mikol adam. Every person has his ability to become a chacham. How? By learning from somebody else. Let's move on. Says the Mishnah, Ezeu Gibor. Nebuch, I'm so sorry for you, but you aren't blessed with muscles, with biceps and triceps like who?
Shmuley Goldis.
Fine. Like AY? Okay, I'll go like AY. Whatever, you're not so strong. So you can't be a Gibor? It's not fair. Says the Mishnah, no. That's also in your domain. Ezeu Gibor. You want to be a Gibor? It's in your ability. Hakovesh says, so you're a Gibor. Ezeu Ashir. I'm not wealthy. Or you know what? I am wealthy, but in one night, in 1 minute, Chas v'shalom, Nachman al-Tzad, a hurricane can come and sweep all my money. A guy can come all night and hold the person up, and he can lose everything he has. And says the Mishnah, no. Your wealth is not dependent on somebody else. Ezeu Ashir. In your ability, you could be a Sameh al-Chalko, you could be an Ashir. And finally, Ezeu Mechubad, who's honored? I'm only honored if the shul honors me at the dinner. I'm only honored if everyone says, wow, when I walk by, they say, wow, he's the coolest guy in the whole yeshiva. He's so cool, he's so nice. He's got the best beard ratio between his head and his hair and his beard. He's so cool, he's so amazing. And if they don't say that, then what, he's a Nebuch? No. Ezehu mechubad, it's in your hands. Hamechabed es habrios. All these things in the Mishnah are all in our possession, they're all in our ability, they're all in our capability. Says the Mishnah, all these midos that a person wants to achieve, they're in you. They're in us. It's in our capability of achieving and excelling in all these midos, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. You want to be an Asher, you want to be a Gibor, you want to be a Chacham, it's no problem. You have the ability inside of you to build yourself in these ways to become superb, to become incredible in all of these midos. Rabosai, this idea, this message has very, very strong ramifications for us in our daily lives, in our lives, for the following reasons. A lot of people, when they're alone with themselves, they get very nervous. I don't want to like look around the room, but can you imagine some people in this room and maybe in the world, if they didn't have their iPod for like a certain extended amount of time, they'd be like lost. Me? Not my iPod? How about the news? How about the games? How about my texts? How about my apps? How about the app store? I'm lost. I'm gone. I'm Nebuch. And Yaakov teaches us, Vayavasa Yaakov Levado? No. To be alone with oneself is to be alone and to be content. To be alone and to be, I'm not missing anything. I don't need the next person to come along and say, oh, you're great, to feel like I'm a person. I don't need the person to come along and I don't need to hang out with a certain chevra, and if I'm not with that chevra, I have no life. No. I'm a person who's Levado, who can build himself to a point where his inner world, where his essence is strong enough. He doesn't need the approval of somebody else. Where are we going tonight? It's Thursday night. On a Thursday night, where are we going to go? Well, if I don't go to discover to town, I'm a loser. So I have to go to town tonight. Nebuch. You're not Levado. You're with Levadam. You're with them. A person that's Levado says, you know what? I'm going tonight where I belong. I'm doing what I should be doing, because after all, I'm a person who has a backbone, doesn't require others to come along and give me a value and give me a sense of worth of who I am. I want to just close as with a gorgeous application that he brings also, Rabbi Yochanan brings in the Sefer. The Pasuk says in Parshas Balak, Balak, Bilam looks out in Bnei Yisrael and says the following expression. I think it's a famous song from Yaakov Shweki. So you may know this, the pasuk, but before Yaakov Shweki made it into a song, it actually was a pasuk in the Torah, and it says in the Torah, "Hein am levadad yishkan, uvagoyim lo yischashav." Before Shweki, yeah, "Hein am," we are a people levadad yishkan, who dwells levadad alone, uvagoyim, and amongst nations of the world lo yischashav, we're not going to be considered important. And he quotes a beautiful Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel on this pasuk, who says that Ha'ama, this people, B'l'chudeo nasidin l'michsan, Alma, mitol d'benemuse umaya lo medabin, which means that our ticket to Olam Haba is because we are levado. Our ticket to Olam Haba is that we don't mix in with the nations of the world, we develop ourselves to a point of levado, and that itself becomes our ticket. Olam Haba. Now, what does that mean? Why is it that that's our ticket? How is that our ticket to Olam Haba? By being levado. Levado means that a person's on himself, he's by himself. He doesn't need others. He doesn't need this world. He doesn't need the other nations of the world to be like them in order to gain a value. He has value of himself. The more he has a value of himself, the more he's zochet Olam Haba. The more he needs this world, the more he needs others in this world, the more he needs other things in this world to give him a sense of value, so he's not really shaykh. He's not really relevant to Olam Haba per se. But if he's levadad, if he realizes, I don't need him or that or the other thing to give me value because I'm a levado. I'm a person who has values that are worked on it by myself. I'm a person who works and worked on developing and building his inner self, his world. So then Hashem says, wow, you're not part of this world. You don't need this world per se. You're shayach really more to Olam Haba. I want to give us a bracha, myself included. The bracha is a simple one, and that is that we should be zocha in our lives to be levado. Not to be scared of our own skin, not to be scared of being by ourselves, but to be people who stand on our own, who work on ourselves, that when we are by ourselves, it's not, oh my gosh, I can't survive, what am I going to do? I need him, hard. No. When we're by ourselves, we have a certain sense of peace and contentment because there's so much inner world that exists inside of us that we don't need the outside things that are around us to give us value. Hashem should bless us all to become like our great-great-grandfather Yaakov, and we should all be zocha to be in this midah of Ayvasar Yaakov Levado as best as we can be. Have a great Shabbos, folks.